You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. One of our most excited events is just next week. I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoy our conversation about this great event.
This is a fun event. And, I think we have some luck in the studio today with us.
I think we have a lot of luck in the studio. And it's going to be a really intriguing conversation. When we featured this show last year, we had a different gentleman, but talk about authentic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have an authentic representative of this great event. Say hello to Shane Stevens. He's a Consul General of Ireland, and he's here to talk about the 2018 Atlanta St. Patrick's Day Parade. Shane, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Todd. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, Shane. I appreciate you making time to join us. You got a big event just next week. So excited for you to swing by and give us some time. All right, we're going to talk about the parade. That's why we're here. But before we go there, Shane, take a minute or two. Tell us a bit about you, your background, where you're from, and what do you exactly do as the Consul General of Ireland for the Southeast?
Thank you. Yes. Well, I'm a Dublin man. I'm from Ireland, authentically from Ireland, as you said. And so I'm an Irish diplomat. And my job is to represent the Irish government in any way that I can in the southeast of the United States. And I'm based here in Atlanta. So it's a particular pleasure to be here talking about the Atlanta St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is a wonderful means of celebrating Ireland and our heritage and what we do today in Atlanta. So it's a real pleasure. In general, in my job, I'm here to promote Irish business, to encourage tourism to the beautiful green island of Ireland, and to build up connections between the southeast of the United States and Ireland. And that's a pretty easy thing to do in a way, because there is huge enthusiasm and love for Ireland in this area. And we have a big legacy here. Irish people make up about 9% of the population, and people of Irish American heritage make up 9% of the population.
Wow,
here.
I didn't know that.
Irish people built a lot of the early roads and schools and hospitals in this great state. An Irish priest from Cavan actually saved Atlanta from flames during the Civil War.
I'll be darned.
Wow.
So we've done lots of good things over the years. And these days, Ireland is also contributing. One Irish company based here in Atlanta called Oldcastle employs 40,000 Americans.
Wow.
Which was quite good. And just in the last year or two, we've had a rush of Irish fintech companies coming in here as well, including Sysnet, which opened up just over a year ago. And now we have FINEOS, that Governor Deal opened up their office in January. So it's very easy to represent Ireland here.
Yeah, no, I want your job.
Absolutely.
I pretty much want your job.
Yeah, so you do a good job with Irish-American relations, and I think this event coming up is going to do an even better job. Let's talk about this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, this is a very special parade because it's actually happening on St. Patrick's Day itself, on the 17th of March, on a Saturday. So it's going to be bigger and better than ever, I think.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be the 136th parade. So that's you can say Ireland has a historic legacy here, as I was saying. And it's going to kick off at noon on Saturday from 15th Street and Peachtree.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll continue on down to Peachtree and Fifth Streets.
Okay.
So it's going to include a lot of the traditional Irish organizations here, of course, but in fact, all of Atlanta, all of this great, diverse global city will be represented on the parade route in all its color. So it's going to be great fun. We'll have Irish dancers, bagpipers, llamas.
Llamas, okay. Wouldn't have thought of that.
It's a local twist to a great Irish tradition. We'll have plenty of green and shamrocks, and in fact, one of the largest Irish walking flags in the world will be there. So our national flag will be represented in a huge format, in a dramatic format, mm-hmm. which is going to be a really good fun.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this question. I hope I don't throw you for it, but I think it's important to try to dive back into this history a little bit because most of America will celebrate in some way, shape, or form St. Patrick's Day. But I got a feeling that 99% of Americans don't know who St. Patrick is. Do you share a little story of who that is?
Well, St. Patrick was a religious leader. He was the gentleman who converted Ireland to Christianity and kicked us off on a great period of learning and education, which we've kept true to ever since. He also famously sent all the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh.
I think the snake in this case represented evil. We were glad to get rid of the evil and get rid of the snake. So that was all very good. And to this day, he's our patron saint. He's our hero. And I think it's quite interesting that he himself was a migrant. We value migrants in Ireland, and St. Patrick actually came from somewhere near Wales.
I'll be darned.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that.
That's really, really cool. Now, you said that the parade starts at noon. So what time, if you're going to go watch the parade, what time should you be there?
Well, I think you should get there a good bit before that.
Right.
We'd really recommend as well that people consider taking the MARTA.
Ah, yes.
That's the easiest way on when it's in a crowded, congested mm-hmm. day. And I think really anywhere along the route is going to be good for watching. And just remember, the parade will happen no matter what the weather is like. And that's in line with true Irish tradition. So
right.
we do things, whether it's raining in Ireland or whether it's sunny. And this parade will go ahead no matter what's happening.
And this is Atlanta, so who knows? We could have rain, we could have 80 degrees, we could have sleet or snow. I guess we'll find out.
Yes.
Yes, that's for sure, that's for sure. There's a 5K associated with this as well, yes?
Exactly. You know, so, you know, we want to emphasize this is a healthy, family-friendly event. And so that it's great that it kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning with a 5K race in front of Colony Square. And the winners of that race get to parade in a prominent position in the parade. So it's very
fun.
Nice.
That sounds awesome. All right. Well, that's incentive enough. All right. So Shane, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington, and I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice home includes energy savings backed by two warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
All right, we're back with Shane Stevens, and we're going to talk more about the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Atlanta.
So, Shane, with the 5K that starts in the morning, if somebody wants to enter, where do they go to register, and how does all that work?
Yes, the information on registering for the race and all the information on the parade is available from www.stpats.com.
All right. So, guys, you mentioned some of the highlights on the parade itself. I mean, you know, all these Irish groups that you mentioned, dancers, floats, all that. What are these Irish groups that you're talking about? Anything we would know and be familiar with?
Well, there's quite a few groups there. The group that originally founded this parade back in the 1850s is the Hibernian Benevolent Society of Atlanta, which is the oldest civic organization of any kind in this city.
Wow.
We'll also have the Ancient Order of Hibernians. We'll have the Clan na Gael Gaelic Sports Club. It's amazing. We actually play indigenous Irish sports here, hurling and Gaelic football in this city. And that's what we'll be celebrating that. And there'll be probably demonstrations of the sport during the parade itself, which is really, really fun. I'm proud to say we'll also have the Metro Atlanta Emerald Police Society will be part of the parade. They're one of our great Irish groups here. And the Fire Emerald Society. Those two groups have been part of this parade for donkey's years, as we say in Ireland.
Donkey's years. Yeah.
I just think it's, you know, you just made me think of something. I mean, this is one of the oldest St. Patrick's Day parades, probably maybe in existence, but certainly in the United States. But then you just said that the oldest civic organization in town is Irish. So it begins to make sense why we have had such a long tradition here with this parade.
Yes, we're very proud of that long history. We're proud of the fact that that this Irish priest, you know, Father O'Reilly, saved Atlanta so many years ago, and we're glad that we've continued to have a strong link. Another very surprising link between Ireland and Atlanta is civil rights. In fact, John Hume, who was the leader of the civil rights movement in Northern Ireland, was directly inspired by Martin Luther King.
Wow.
And in fact, in 1999, he received the Martin Luther King Peace Prize. So that's another aspect of the relationship that people don't always know about, but it's just as important to us.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
That's really interesting. So what's new at this year's parade? Is there any like don't miss that people should, as far as maybe a new parade entry or?
Well, this year we're going to have, just before the parade, the St. Baldrick's Foundation will host a head shaving exhibition in front of the reviewing stands. That'll be very funny. But this is all in aid of charity. In aid of the fight against children's cancer.
Oh, so it's a very, great very cause. Good,
yeah.
All right. So you mentioned reviewing stands. So is there ticketed access to that? Or, I mean, obviously you can probably get to any of the along the street there and see it. But are there any ticketed opportunities to get better seating, or how does that all work?
I think, again, I would go back to that website.
Yeah, okay.
For those precise mm-hmm. details.
Got
I think
it.
It's generally open access. It's a matter of getting there early to
sure.
get a really good place.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Also, okay. The Clydesdales are back again. And I know that it's very exciting to be near those huge, big, beautiful horses.
Oh, they're gorgeous. They're going to have the whole, I don't know what you call them. I would call them a brace, but that's probably not right. But they'll have the coach and the horses, and they'll be in the parade.
It's impressive to see them on TV. It's one thing, though, to see them
I've seen
live.
Them
up, they're amazing.
They actually stay at a girlfriend of mine's farm when they're here. So, yes, I have horses. They make my horses look like ponies.
Yes.
Little midgets. They're big, huge.
Big, powerful animals, no doubt about it. So, is there a way for people to get involved in this thing like, in the volunteer capacity?
Yes, definitely. I think if you, again, go back to that website and email the information line there, or if you want to, even email the Consulate General of Ireland here in Atlanta, and we would love to have volunteers to help. Mm-hmm. With the parade. That's an excellent idea. Thank you very much for suggesting that.
Absolutely.
I think there's some sort of event or band after the parade. What happens after the parade?
Well, there's going to be a great festival at Colony Square.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Luck of the Square Festival. Uh-huh. Again, on that Luck of the Irish theme you mentioned earlier.
Yep.
And that's going to be running almost all day from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have music, bands, beverages, face painting. And again, that it'll continue that family fun theme that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, sounds like fun. I can't wait for the weekend. It's such a great event. It really is. And I'm so excited to know its longevity here in this community. And I'm Shane, I do appreciate the passion with which you talked about how important the ties are between our community and Ireland. And it's always good to appreciate that. And we are one big world, you know? I mean, that's exciting to hear that. So, all right. Well, Shane, we're about out of time. I know you have to get back to your work. Before I let you go, though, two questions. Again, although you shared it several times, what's the website to get all the information regarding the 2018 Atlanta St. Patrick's Day Parade, but also where they can learn more about the work that you're doing?
www.atlantastpats.com.
Okay. Shane Stevens, Consul General of Ireland for the Southeast United States, and also representing the 2018 Atlanta St. Patrick's Day Parade. Shane, great pleasure to have you. Thanks for making time to join us.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Shane Stevens, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you at the parade, and we'll also look forward to seeing you again next week. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.